Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we're following any news out of France today as that manhunt continues for two suspects in the rampage in Paris. But has there been a terrorist act in which, thankfully, no one was hurt here at home? The hashtag NAACP bombing is trending on social media after the organization's Colorado Springs office was shaken by an explosive device that went off outside the building Tuesday morning. The group shares the building with a barbershop, which was occupied at the time. But again, the damage was minor, no one hurt. But the Twitterverse is expressing disappointment that the incident didn't get more coverage. Ben Marcus is with Colorado Public Radio. He's part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Ben, so tell us more. What do we know about this device?
Well, the authorities are calling it an improvised explosive device. And basically, it was a really loud blast. It knocked items off the shelf. No one, like you said, was hurt. It appears that it didn't work as intended, because there have been some reports that there was a full gas canister connected to it that did not burn. There's just a really small char on the side of the building. It really shook nerves more than anything.
Well, that full gas can could have just been horrific. What is the FBI saying about this?
The FBI is not saying much. They do have a person of interest, a middle-aged man, white, driving a late model white pickup. And that's about it, other than to say that there has been that they did find this improvised explosive device. They're not even labeling it a hate crime or domestic terrorism. They say all options are open right now.
Okay. Well, the president of the Colorado Springs NAACP has spoken. Here's a little bit from Henry Allen Jr.
Apparently, we have got someone's attention that we are working towards civil rights for all. And that is making some people uncomfortable. So therefore, they feel there is a need to target.
Yeah. Well, tell us, though, how does this fit in the context of Colorado Springs, home of the Air Force? Have there been racial tensions there?
Not recently. It is not a very racially diverse city. It's 440,000 people. It's about an hour south of Denver. It's Colorado's second largest city, 70% white, 6% black. It's not known as a hotbed of hate crime. We looked at the FBI statistics, and 2013 is the last year they have, and there were only three race-based hate crimes in the entire city. So it isn't known for that at all. It really is, a city that's struggling economically. It's fallen behind since the recession. Manufacturing has never really come back. It's a city defined by the military. The Air Force Academy is there. Fort Carson is there. Many retired military. In many ways, it is a very sleepy kind of community.
Well, but is there a sense that this may be what's happening across the country reaching into this community? We know there have been protests across the country about the shootings in Ferguson and New York City. I mean, the timing is kind of interesting. Is there anybody talking about that?
I think that partly explains why you're seeing this kind of blow up on Twitter, is because it is in the news. It's the front page of most papers. There were small protests in Colorado Springs following Ferguson and Eric Garner in New York, but nothing big. They were peaceful, relatively peaceful. And so clearly people are on heightened alert for these kinds of things. And that may be fueling some of the interest that people have in this story beyond just Colorado.
Yeah, well, we have something else happening. The film Selma is opening this Friday nationwide. It, of course, tells of an historic march in 1965 in Selma, Alabama, a time when firebombs were a frequent occasion. And interestingly, John Lewis, who's now a representative, a congressman, is featured in the film as a young man who walked right into a beating and just all sorts of things in the air. And he's tweeting as well. This is what he tweeted at Rep. John Lewis. I'm deeply troubled by the bombing in Colorado. It reminds me of another period. These stories can't be swept under the rug, hashtag NAACP bombing. But you say that this was covered in the local news.
Yeah, I think that local reporters have been taken aback a little bit by this idea that it hasn't been covered enough. Some of the tweets I've seen have seemed to focus on how we refer to what's happened. And because the FBI has remained very tight-lipped, local authorities are directing all questions to the FBI, we really don't have a lot of information. And so journalists aren't willing to throw a headline up that says the NAACP has been firebombed, because we just don't know enough about what's going on. And so I think some of that uncertainty is is part of what is sparking people's outrage or interest in this story.
Yeah. Well, again, Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio, on the fact that an explosive device did go off outside the NAACP office there in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Is there a sense that maybe there will be a call for some community meetings or something to, going forward, react to this?
There certainly has. In Denver, farther north and much more liberal area, the mayor has launched forums to try to talk about some of these issues rather than having big protests. Colorado Springs has been a little bit sleepier on the issue. They haven't really had the big forums that Denver is trying to do. They haven't had the same protests that Denver has had. And I say Denver's protests have been very peaceful, relatively small to what you're seeing elsewhere. And so... I don't know. The black population in Colorado Springs isn't very large. It's just 6%. It's mostly white. So it would be curious to see going forward if this does spark that kind of conversation.
Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.